I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be telling you about a trip to the optician. So what's the optician? Well, an optician is someone qualified to prescribe glasses and contact lenses, and they also maybe detect eye diseases. So they're an optician. And unfortunately, I don't have great eyes. So I have to go to the optician every 6 months or every year to have an eye test, make sure everything's okay, and to see if I need to change my prescription. So I'm going to tell you about my trip there the other day, mainly to learn a bit of vocabulary and also so that you can hopefully follow my story and understand exactly what I'm saying. First, let's look at a bit of vocabulary. So we've already talked about what an optician is. Also, I mentioned contact lenses, and I've been wearing these for 6 or 7 years now, and I've actually changed how often I wear them. I used to buy monthly lenses, and that means that you can keep the same pair of lenses for the whole month, and at the end of the day, you can just take out the lenses, put them in a solution, like a liquid, and then use them again the following day. And then you can use them for a month, and then you change them the following month. However, now I wear what's called dailies. They're called dailies or daily lenses. And these you can simply put in, wear for the day, take out, and then throw them away. Now, you may have noticed, in telling you about that, I also used a few phrasal verbs. Put in, take out, and throw away. And that's what we use when we're talking about contact lenses. To put in the contact lens, to take it out, and then to discard it is to throw it away. Notice how this is a bit different than with glasses. With glasses, like with all other clothes, you put them on and you take them off. But with contact lenses, you put them in because they go in your eye, in a way, and then you take them out. I also mentioned about prescription. And your prescription is what your eyesight is, and therefore what glasses or what contact lenses you need. Okay, the next bit of vocabulary is to be due. And this means when something is planned or expected. So I am due to do this next month. It is expected, it is planned that I will do this. Next bit of vocabulary, a puff of air. P-U-F-F. A puff of air. And this means a small amount of air suddenly coming out or escaping, a puff of air. It could also be a puff of smoke. Next one is dye, D-Y-E. And this is a natural or synthetic substance used to add colour to something or change the colour of something. Dye, D-Y-E. And the final word is a verb, to bend. To bend, and this means to shape something into a curve or angle, to bend. And for your information, the past tense and the past participle of this verb is bent, B-E-N-T. Okay, so here's the story. So after receiving lots and lots of letters and emails telling me that I was due a checkup to make sure my eyes were okay, I decided to make an appointment, and I first of all had to make sure that I put in my lenses at the beginning of the day. So I went to the optician wearing my lenses. And then I arrived and they showed me to the waiting area. I took a seat, and thankfully I did not have to wait for too long, only a couple of minutes, and they called my name. And so I followed the optician into the little room, and she began doing the eye test. Now, I love this part because I have a theory about adults that even though it's children who are the ones who are always told, well done, congratulations, well done, if they do something right, they love the reward. I think adults love it just as much. I love it when people say to me, well done. Even if it's in a bit of a kind of patronizing way, they'll say, oh, well done, Ben. I love that. And it's the same with the optician. So if you are short-sighted like me, then you'll know that you have to do this test where you have to read the letters. And the first line at the top is the biggest letter or letters. And as it goes down, the letters get smaller and smaller. And so they'll say, can you read the third line? And you can say B, G, Z, P, Q. And they say, well done. And they congratulate you. And you feel great because you think, wow, I've done so well. I correctly read some letters. In reality, the achievement is not very big, is it? Just reading some letters. But I feel good. So if it makes me feel good, then I'm happy. The next bit was when I got a puff of air in my eye. I'm not really sure why they do this. They don't tell you why, and I'm not an expert. But yeah, a little puff of air in the eye. And you're never truly prepared for this. They do say to you, okay, you'll be experiencing a puff of air in the eye in just a couple of seconds. So you are, or you should be prepared. But then it arrives and it still feels like a great shock, a great surprise. And in the final part of the test, the optician applied a coloured dye into my eye. And this is a very strange sensation. It's drop that little bit of liquid, little dye into your eye. I guess it's to see something much clearer, but it feels so strange. And it's quite difficult to sit still whilst somebody drops some liquid into your eye, but I managed it okay. And of course, she said, well done, good job. And again, I felt very, very proud of myself. So that was all. I quite enjoy going to the opticians in general. I find it quite fun in a way. It's nice being told how well I've done, even though I've literally just read a few letters. They told me that I'd be back in about a year for another contact lens checkup. I wish I could go back next week, to be honest. I love it so much. But the good thing is that I am able now to get some new glasses because they've changed my prescription just a little bit. So I have to go in and choose some new glasses, which I really need because I've bent the glasses a little bit. Okay, so how did you do? Did you understand pretty much everything I said, or at least the idea? And hopefully the vocabulary I gave you at the beginning will have helped you understand it a little bit better. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you learned some new words. Remember, if you have some ideas for future podcasts that you would like me to talk about, or if you're interested in taking classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.